Hello, everyone. It is me, Saida, and in this episode, I will be talking about all the love that I have for my awesome, most remarkable, most inspirational, amazing idol, the one and only Barbara Mandrell. I love Barbara so much. She is always and forever my idol. She definitely have a huge, huge special place in my heart. I grew up listening to Barbara with my mother since I was a baby. And my mother introduced me to all her songs and every single album. And I have seen every video of hers. And my mom introduced me to her songs. I was country when country wasn't cool. There's No Love in Tennessee. She also introduced me to her song, Sleep and Sing in Double Bed, Woman to Woman. And she also introduced me to her songs, One of a Kind, Two Pair of Fools, and Crackers, and so many, many, many more songs of hers growing up. And as I got older, I continued to love all her songs so much. I continue to love her music so much and dearly. And all her songs make me feel so happy and cheerful. And they always make me want to dance around and twirl around and spin around and bounce around. All her music always put me in a good mood. If I am ever feeling sad, all I do is put a Barbara song on and I feel better in a quick instant. I love her song, I Was Country When Country Wasn't Cool. That song is so amazing. And I was just so amazed by how awesome she did with that song. The lyrics are fantastic. The whole song is just perfect, perfect, perfect. And I love how she had George Jones in that song. I thought that was amazing completely. George did so awesome. And I love how she did that, and the lyrics really, really stand out to me so much because it fits me perfectly in so many ways, and I love it, and it also fits my friends good as well. It's just an amazing song that you can have so much fun to, and it's just so beautiful, and I love her song There's No Love in Tennessee as well. That song is so awesome in so many ways. It's just a really, really good song. And it really, really have an impact on me in so many ways. And I love how she did the lyrics to that song. I love how she wrote it. And I love how she sung about every single landmark in that song. And it's just a really, really good song. And my mom introduced it to me growing up, and I still love it to this day. I love all of Barbara's songs so much. They all have made an impact on me in many different ways. Some of her songs helped me become a stronger woman. Her songs helped me become a brave person. Her songs helped mold me and shape me to become a better advocate for my rare diseases. Her songs helped me become a better advocate for my disabilities. Her songs helped me become a better advocate for my mental health. Her songs helped me become a better advocate for myself as a woman. Her songs helped me become a better person with my music and dance and my theater, my performing arts, and my public speaking and my interviews. And it also helped me have a more stronger voice, and I feel more resilient every day because of Barbara, and she has made a huge impact on me as a person growing up and as a woman growing up, and I feel like a more stronger, braver female every day. And I know if I ever do have moments where I struggle, all I do is put Barbara on, and I just feel like I can just get back on my feet again and be strong and fight through all my struggles. Her music also helped me tremendously with breaking free from being a silent sufferer for decades, and her music just resonate with me so much, and this speaks to me so much as a female, and it just really, really helped me get through everything. And I find her music therapy for me. It's very soothing for me, and it just had made a huge impact on me. And I am thankful that I was able to see her at the Opry in Nashville. She's just a remarkable, brilliant woman. And I just love how she is as a person. She's very one of a kind. She is very brave and strong and resilient and a very positive woman. And I love how she always represent her faith well in her music. And I love how she is as a woman. And she's just a bright light for all of us. And she's a bright light for me. And if I ever get a chance to meet her in person, I would love to tell her thank you. And I also would love to let her hear this episode, because she made my life a whole better, and she made my life so much brighter and happier and cheerful. And I will always, always love her, and she will always and forever be my idol. And if you never heard of her or never heard her music, you should definitely, definitely listen to her music. All the albums are perfect. All the songs are perfect. All the videos are perfect. You will never, never, ever be disappointed. Thanks for listening. Bye.